Shalom to all. Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, and we're starting the second line with the words by Rava. And today's daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basra Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And we continue discussing Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and Breka that a man may apportion his Yerusha to his children however he wants, even if that means some getting more than others, or perhaps not even receiving at all. So by Rava asked the following question: Babari Heich, what about if this was done by Bari, a fully healthy man? Kikam Rabbi Yochanan and Breka b'shchiv meira. Did Rabbi Yochanan and Breka say this only by shchiv meira? The Bari Rusehu, that he's somebody that gives away his Yerusha. It's normal that a shchiv meira, a person on his deathbed, is going to be apportioning his Yerusha, and it's only then that he's allowed to choose to give it to whomever he wants, aval bari loy, but not with a healthy person, because a healthy guy doesn't give away his Yerusha. I don't feel a bari nami, or maybe even by bari, Rabbi Yochanan said this din as well. So Rabbi Mishashi l'Rava, Rabbi Mishashi told Rava, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Dhamar loy, Rabbi Nosson l'Rebbe. Rabbi Nosson told Rebbe the following. Now before we continue, let's understand what we're about to talk about. There's a stipulation in a ksuba called Kesubas Benin Dichrin, the ksuba of the male children. Let's say Yaakov had two wives, Rachel and Leah, and Rachel brought some property into the marriage, and she died before her husband Yaakov, he yarshins all this property, and when he dies, all of his property, including what he got from Rachel, technically should be divided among all of his sons, the ones from Rachel and Leah. However, Ksuvas Benin Dichrin stipulates the following: Benin Dichrin Dahavu Lichi Minoi, the male children that you have for me, Inon Yartan Kesav Ksubaseh, they yarshin your Ksuba, Yasser Al Chokein De Malchuhain, more than their chalik with their brothers, meaning they get all the property their mother brought into the marriage, along with their mother's Ksuba as well, and that's not counted as part of the regular Rusha. So let's say Yaakov had two sons from Rachel and 10 from Leah, and left over 12 properties. These aren't divided equally, with each son receiving one property. Since let's say two of them were ones that Rachel brought in, those two go to Rachel's sons, and the other 10 are divided equally among the sons. And that's what this Ksubas Benin Dichrin is. So Nosson told Rebbe as follows: Shenisa Mishnaschem K'Rabbi Yochanan Breika. You taught your Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan Breika. The reason why he's saying you taught your Mishnah is because Rabbi Nosson was from Bavel and Rebbe was from Eretz Yisrael. So he's saying it's like your Mishnah, the one from Eretz Yisrael. You taught it like Rabbi Yochanan Breika's Shita. Why is that? Because then the Mishnah says, Loikasavla. Let's say he did not write for her this Ksubas Benin Dichrin. And what's this Lashon? So we already said it. Benin Dichrin Dehavin Leich Minoi, Inun Yatun Kesek Ksubaseich, Yaisar Chulkein Deimachuain. Even though he did not write this Lashon in the Ksuba, Chayiv, he's still Chayiv, meaning once he dies, we have to give her Ksuba and all the properties that she brought into the marriage to her children and not to the husband's other sons. Why is that? Shetanai Besdinhu, because this is a Tanai Besdin. And this is clearly like Rabbi Yochanan Breika's Shita, that even though a person used the Lashon of Yerusha, he's able to give more to some children other than others. And Amar Lo Rebbe, Rebbe responded to Nosson, yes, bun tanan. The Lashon is not supposed to be inon yirtun kesef ksubaseich, that they yarshin your ksuba, rather yisbun, that they take your kesef ksuba, and that's the Lashon of Matana. As we know, that would fit with Shitas Chacham as well, not just Rabbi Yochanan Breika, because as we learned in the Mishnah, Shitas Chacham is a person could give different amounts of Yerusha to different children as long as he doesn't use the Lashon of Yerusha, he uses the Lashon of Matana, which is what the word yisbun is. Now, after this conversation between Rebbe and Rav Nosson took place, V'amar Rebbe, Rebbe commented, Yaldas Haisabi, I had some sort of childishness in me, and it was a little bit brazen to Nosson Abavli that I said that really it's not Yirtun, it's Yisbun. Because in truth, the word Yisbun could have been okay. Why is that? El Dekai Molon, we know that Benin Dichrin Loitar from Mishabdi, that this Ksubas Benin Dichrin is not to be taken away from Mishubadim. If the husband had sold his wife's properties and then he died, that way his children are not able to take away those properties. They're called Mishubadim. Now, Isak Kadai Toch Yisbun Tanan, if you want to say that the proper Girsa is Yisbun, Amai Loitar from Mishabdi, why can't they take from Mishubadim? As we had just said before, the word Yisbun is Lashon Amatana, which means that they have rights to this matana the moment the ksuba was written, and even if the father subsequently sold those properties, they should be allowed to take them away from the purchasers. And in fact, that they're not allowed to take these properties away if they were sold, El Shmamin, we see from here, Yirtun Tanan, that the word Yirtun is actually valid, and it doesn't have to be changed to Yisbun. Here comes Rav Misharshio with his answer to Rava. Man Shamaslei de Islei Hai Svara, who holds of this Svara, that one can give different amounts of Yerusha to different children? Rabbi Yochanan Breika, it's Rabbi Yochanan Breika. Vishmamino, what do we see from here? Afilu Babari, that this applies even with a healthy person. Because when does a person write his ksuba? Right when he gets married. And he's perfectly healthy then. He's obviously not a shchiv meira. He's not getting married when he's almost dead. And so we see that the shita of Rabbi Yochanan Breika applies even with a bari. So now that we have an answer to the question, we're going to be getting into a detailed analysis of Rebbe's initial response to Rav Nosson and why he felt the need to change the reading of the Mishnah from Yirtun to Yisbun. As Amar Leir Papa Labai, or Papa asked Abai, Bein Lamanda Amar Yisbun, Ubein Lamanda Amar Yirtun, whether you want to say the proper gear so is Yisbun or Yirtun, we technically have a problem. Ha'in Adam Machna Dovr Shalai Bala Olam, a person can't be Machna, he can't give something over that's not here yet. Even according to a mayor, the one is able to give away something that's not here yet. Rimi Gatel Shimon, that when the dates grow on my tree, they belong to you, and that's a proper matana, and the moment they grow, they automatically belong to Shimon. Still, Hani Mila, that only applies, Lid Davar Sheashna Ba'olam, only if he's giving it away to somebody who's in this world. But if he's trying to give something to somebody that's not here, even our mayor would say that doesn't work. And so there's technically a problem with this whole concept of Ksubas Benin Dichrin in the first place. How could a person write when he's getting married before he has children that, my dear wife, if you die before me, your children are going to inherit your ksuba and any properties you bring in? She doesn't even have children yet. That's considered lid davar shalabai la'ilam. These children aren't here yet. So how does this been in different work? Ella must be Tanai Bezdin Shani. The Tanai Bezdin is different. Hachanami so to here, Tanai Bezdin Shani. Tanai Bezdin is different. In other words, this ksuba's been in different is called a Tanai Bezdin. It's a stipulation that Bezdin's able to make that applies to every ksuba. And we know that Bezdin has the right to take away property from one person and give it to another. Even though it's technically loy bal oilam over here, the children weren't born yet. Nonetheless, they get to take their mother's ksuba. And that being the case, says Rav Papa, even if the lashon is inon yirtun kasek ksuba seich, a lashon of Yerusha, that still fits with Shitas Chachamim and not only Rabbi Yochanan Breika, because again, it's a Tanai Bezdin. This is something stipulated by Bezdin, and it shouldn't make a difference what lashon is used. Therefore, why did Rebbe feel the need in his response to Reb Nosson to say the girsa is not yirtun, really it's yisbon, to make it fit with the Rabbanon? As we just said, it fits with their Shita, even using the word yirtun. So Amalei Abayi responds to Rav Papa, Mishim to come up a club of lashon yirtun. It's because the lashon yirtun is used. In other words, he's telling Rav Papa, you're 100% right. The din fits with Shitas Chachamim, even if the lashon is yirtun. The only problem is the lashon yirtun is mashma that we're going like Rabbi Yochanan Breika, because again, he's the one that said even a lashon of Yerusha could be used when giving out different portions to different children. And therefore, it does make sense that initially Rebbe changed and said that really the girsa should be yisbun and not yirtun, so that even the lashon in the Mishnah sounds like Shitas Chachamim. And in truth, here's our final answer for why Rebbe responded the way he did. Now, we're just going to give a sneak peek to the end of the Gemara. Abai is going to try to backpedal from what he just said, but it's not going to pan out at the end, and this will be our final answer, as we just explained. But here we go through the Shaka Vitaria of Abai trying to retract. Hadar Abai, Abai then said, Lav Milsi da Amri. What I just said is really not true. Dinan, because we have a Mishnah that talks about Binon Nukvan. What is this? So it's another Tanai Ksuba. We've been discussing our Tanai Ksuba of Binin Dichrin, which has to do with the male children. Now Binon Nukvan have to do with the female children. We know that girls do not inherit when there's boys. However, this Tanai Ksuba, Binon Nukvan, which we're about to see, tells us that after the father dies, all of his female children get to remain there and get fed from his estate until they get married. So the Mishnah tells us as follows. Loi Kasavla. If he did not write the following for her in her Ksuba, Binon Nukvan, Dehavin Lichim Minoi, the female children that you have for me, Yahavin Yasun Besi, they can stay in my house, Vitazim Rin Chsai, and get fed from my estate, Adet Hilokhan Lugovrin, until they get taken by men, meaning until they get married. Nonetheless, even though he didn't write this, Chayiv, he's still Chayiv in this, meaning his estate has to pay for the food of the girls up until they get married. Why is that? Shu Tanai Bezdin, because it's Tanai Bezdin. Now, that means that we have two Tanai Bezdin in a Ksuba, Benin Dichrin and Benon Nukvan. Now, Vahaval Zeb Matana, Vlazeb Yerusha. One of these is Matana, one of these is Yerusha. The Benin Dichrin is Yerusha, because the male children are inheriting, and the Benon Nukvan is Matana. They're just being given their food and their sustenance as a gift. Now, v'chol ha'zeb Yerusha v'zeb Matana, anytime we have Yerusha and Matana, afilu Rabbanan ma'idu, even the Rabbanan agree. We had said earlier in Shitas Chachamim that even if two fields were given to two people and only one of them used the word Matana, we could still apply that Matana to the other one. And Ksuba's like that. As we just said, we have these two Tanai Bezdin, Benin Dichrin and Benin Nukvan, one which uses Yerusha and the other Matana. And so this is even according to the Chachamim. And it's completely fine to use the Lashon of Yirtun, because again, there's also a Lashon of Matana. And this is a bias backpedal. He's suggesting that actually Rabbi should not have changed his girsa from Yirtun to Yizbun, because Yirtun's a perfectly fine Lashon. However, on this, some says Rav Nechumi, some says Rav Chananya Bar Minyumi told Abai that what you just said is not necessarily valid. Who says that these two takanas, these two Tanai Bezdin, Binon Nukvan and Binon Dichrin, were established in the same Bezdin, which would make it that it's considered like it was said in the same Lashon, and therefore even though the word Matana wasn't said by Binon Dichrin, we could still take that word Matana and apply it to them. Maybe these two Tanaim were established in two separate Bati Dinim, and they're considered like two separate statements. And therefore, we can't take the word Matana from one and apply it to the other. And that's why Rebbe initially changed the Girsa from Yirtun to Yizbun. And we try to respond to that by saying, don't think that. Diktani Reisha, because in Reisha, meaning in an earlier Mishnah, it says, the following thing was Darshan Reb Elazar ben Azariah in front of the Chachamim in Kerem B'Yavne, which was the Yeshiva, Habanim Yarshu V'Habanis Yizunu, that the sons inherit and the daughters get fed. And what do we learn from this? Ma'abanim Einan Yarshin El Acher Misavien, just like sons only Yarshin after the father's death, Avbana is Loyazunu El Acher Misavien, so to the daughters, they only get fed from the father's estate after his death. Now, yeah, Rishleim Bachad Bedina Iskun, if you want to say that these two Tanai Bezdin, Benin Dichrin and Benon Nukvan, were established by the same Bezdin, Hainu De Alfin and Takana Mitakana, that's how we're able to learn one Takana from another, that whatever applies to the boys applies to the girls. Eliyar Betray Bedina Iskun, if you want to say they were established in two Bate Dinim, Hechi Alfin and Takana Mitakana, how could we learn one Takana from the other? It must be they're established in one Bezdin. However, we fall back from this as well by saying, Mimai, who says that's true? It's very possible to say that these two takanas, Benin Dichrin and Benin Nukvan, were established in two separate Bate Dinim, Ubeidina Basra, Tikkun Kubeidina Kama, and it's just a later Bezdin, the one that established established the takana of Bino Nukvon, the way they formulated it was just like the earlier Bezin's takana of Bino Dichrin, ki hechidloi tiksh the takana takanto, so we don't have a problem one takana on another. In other words, since the chiyuv of Bino Dichrin applies only after the father dies, obviously because it's a Yerusha, it would be confusing to people if the chiyuv of Bino Nukvon begins before he dies, which technically it should be because it's a gift and not a Yerusha. And therefore it's logical that really a different Bezin was metakin Bino Nukvon. It's just they modeled it similar to Bino Dichrin to keep things consistent. Therefore, bottom line of this whole Gemara, to recap, Rebbe was initially correct in answering the way he did by saying that we're not Garz Yerton and that we're Garz Yizbun instead, in order to have the Mishnah fit with Shitas Chachamim as well. And moving on to brand new Gemara, not having anything to do with what we discussed previously, the only reason why I bring it up over here is because it talks about someone getting a non-equal portion of the estate. And we're going to have a number of different scenarios. Amar Rebbe Yudam Rishmuley tells us, if a person writes over all of his Nechasim to his wife, he says that all my property goes to you, my dear wife. He really only turns her into apotropis. He's not actually giving her all of his property. He's just making her into the manager of his affairs. And why would he do that? Because of kavod. He knows that when he dies and he leaves over all of his little kids, that they might not show the proper respect to his wife that they should. And therefore, making her the apotropis, the manager of his estate, and they know they only are going to be getting their food and their sustenance from her, that's going to cause them to respect her and they're going to be mechabed her. And again, he's not giving all of his Yerusha to his wife because it doesn't make sense that he's going to leave his kids totally in the dark and not give them any of his Yerusha. On to more cases. Pshita, it's obvious. Binai HaGadol, Le'asai HaPachapes. If he writes over all of his Nechasim to his older son, he's only making him HaPachapes, and that's so that the younger children should show proper respect to the older one. Now the question is, Binai HaKatan Mai, what about if he writes over all of his Nechasim to one of his younger children, one under Bar Mitzvah? Would we say the same thing? And Itmar B'chaniloi Bar Idi Amar Shmuel, Afilu Binai Katan Amutal Barisa, even if he writes over all of his property to his little kid who's in a crib, he doesn't intend to give it to him as Yerusha, he's not giving all of his property to him, he's just making him into HaPachapes. We bring more cases. Pshita Binai V'Acher. It's obvious that in these two extreme cases, if he writes over all of his nechasim to an older son, or if he writes them over to somebody random, acher matana ubinaya apotropis, when he writes them over to somebody random, he's obviously giving him a matana. There's no reason to say that he'd be making that guy into an apotropis because he doesn't need to be mechabed that fellow. No one needs to show that guy kavod that the father would feel the need to make him an apotropis, whereas his older son, as we just said before, obviously he's making him an apotropis and he's not giving him all of his property. Now skip the parentheses, go to the next line, ishtai arusav ishtai grusha. Let's say he wrote over all of his property to his wife, who's only his arusa. They didn't go through nisuin, who's only erusin, so they're not fully married. Or he gave it over to his wife that was a grusha. He already divorced her. They're not married anymore. In both these situations, bimatana, it's for sure a gift. With ishtai arusa, he doesn't know her well enough for us to say that he's giving the property to her to show her kavod. So therefore, it must be that he's giving it to her as a gift. And the same thing with his wife, who's a grusha. He doesn't like her well enough to show her this kavod, so it must be that he's just giving it to her as a gift. Now, Bailahu, they asked the following question in regards to three cases. Bas etal abanim, what about if he has sons and he writes over all of his nechasim to a daughter and not the sons? On one hand, there's no chiyuv for them to be mechabed her, and so maybe he's actually giving her everything as a gift. On the other hand, we do know that there is an element of kavod to a daughter, namely when there's a very small Yerusha, the boys do not take it and she uses it to support herself, and so maybe the father did this just to make her an apotropis, to be mechabed her and not to give her all of his nechasim. The next case is v'isha etzal achim. What about if he writes over all of his nechasim to his wife when he has brothers, meaning he doesn't have kids, and when he dies, his Yerusha really would go to his brothers, but instead he writes it over to his wife? Do we say he's making her apotropis and he's trying to show her kavod? Or maybe, since there's no chiyuv for his brothers to be mechabed his wife, brothers-in-law don't have to be mechabed their sister-in-law, maybe he's actually giving it to her as a gift. And lastly, v'isha etzel b'nei abal, what about if he writes it over to his wife when there's only sons that he has from a different marriage, meaning he's about to die and he has his sons from a different marriage and his wife, who's their stepmother? On one hand, they do have a chiyuv to be mechabed their stepmother. On the other hand, since this is not a standard case of kibud of sons to their mother, maybe he's just giving it to his wife as a gift. And we conclude all these questions with the word mahu. What's the din? Amar Ravina Mishmei D'Rava. Ravina quotes Rava saying, "Bekula with all these, loy kana, she's not kind of the chasim lebar me ishtai arus of ishtai grusha, except for the case of ishtai arus of ishtai grusha, as we explained previously." Whereas Rav Avira Mishmei D'Rava Amar, Rav Avira quotes Rava saying, "Bekulu kani, she is kind of lebar me isha etzel achim veisha etzel bnei abal, except for these cases of a wife in regards to her husband's brothers or wife in regards to her stepchildren." In this case, we say that he's making her into apotropis and he's not actually giving her the entire property. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this with a similar question that we began today's sugya with. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.